Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. We are back again. Back again for another episode, another very, very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thankful indeed for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has indeed told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there's been much nefarious, devilish, fiendish propaganda that has for a long time plagued the minds of men. So much so, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures in Isaiah 29:8 say that when the truth is known, it should be like a hungry man that has dreamed that he was drinking, dreamed that he was eating, thought he was getting real good doctrine, a real good word. But when he awakens, he will find that he's hungry and still yet so very much so famished. The scriptures in Isaiah 29 talk about how men have beguiled themselves, turned things upside down, that their worship, what they have called worship, has been only the precepts and doctrines of men. For the leaders have gone forth, my brothers and sisters, and done corruptly, saying, who is it that sees us? Who is it that discerns us? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that there have been many. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, there have been many who have actually admitted me among the ranks of the so-called clergy that have told me directly that their profession was never about truly what the book had said, but about them learning a profession. And that if the people are willing to buy it, to accommodate their own designs, their own agendas. And they are willing to sell these fatal flatteries. And my brothers and sisters, I've even had one priest to outright point to his collar that he got from some seminary school somewhere and told me point blank that Isaiah 59, which says that in the last days how the Most High has looked upon men and seen no intercessor, no minister, no priest. When I questioned him about that scripture and how the Most High has said that he must raise up someone to declare a standard again, I spoke to him about those scriptures in Isaiah 59:8-19-21. And upon realizing I understood the meaning of those scriptures, he pointed to his collar. Admitted full force that it was all fake. While he grinned, got in his Mercedes Benz and drove off. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Men who are called part of the clergy, regardless of denomination, religiosity, affiliation, have gone to theology schools where different teachers, the various doctrines of many different so-called theologies, denominational ideals, national and cultural and social flatteries. And they all get the same degree. My brothers and sisters, is just a piece of paper that men can claim that they have had training. I'll go ahead and tell it like it is. Training is con men, my brothers and sisters, to stand in front of a congregation and say that they can preach a particular doctrine. Again, my brothers and sisters, as hired servants. Never then as true heirs of the Most High. Think about it, because if they really knew the truth, they couldn't preach or teach all these many variant doctrines. There's something about this to seriously give a lot of consideration. I said something about this to give serious consideration, my brothers and my sisters. But the truth of the matter is, if they genuinely knew the truth and stood up for it as being called indeed of the One Most High, what they have done and called one another colleagues, they could not have done. My brothers and sisters, I want you to consider something. I want to talk about some very, very potent, revelatory information tonight. It exposes the entire global system and the wickedness that it is. It must be understood, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, it must be understood that there are no curses, no divisions, no compromises against divine promise. There are no curses, no divisions. And the constancy that is the thoughts of the One Most High. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what manner of administrations have upheld all manner of inconsistencies. What manner of administrations, my brothers and sisters, have upheld all manner of incontiguous, inconjunct, impure, and imperfect ideals as if they were wise. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, where there are no inconsistencies in the thoughts of the Most High, many have been the inconsistencies defiant against salvation that have been the misideals taught after the many diverse rulerships, maybe better say misrulerships, misadministrations, misinterpretations, and misrepresentations that have kept this world divided since the dawn of human fall. But I know there are many who would say that the gospel went forth to the Gentiles Wow. As if to say that somehow Gentile rule now commands and has authority to preach the gospel. I want you to think about that point first, before being so quickly ready to jump to what have been hasty conclusions. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The gospel of the Most High is the pure, perfect, sure, and absolute word from above. It is the word of one. Messiah said, all power, meaning all authority, to comprehend and convey a word rightly from above. As a king, faithful, let's just say of a faith, faithful unto the will of one, had been given unto him. And this was the authority he gave to his apostles. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. That means every nation, social, cultural, national, political, whatever you want to call it. Misorder that has divided this earth. Go forth and teach them, he said, in the name, unto the honor of the Father and the Son, by his Spirit, everything that he has commanded. Meaning that the goal of the dispensation of the gospel of faith, the gospel of peace, the gospel of completion, the Hebrew word for peace is complete, purity and completion offers one choice, is that the goal of the gospel is that the whole world be turned toward the pure, absolute, and let's just say, unchangeable, invariant, absolute, eternal, the one Most High. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, in that the Most High has promised an heir, a righteous heir, to inherit all the nations of this world unto the glorious honor of the one Most High. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that the Maker never intended ultimately that this world should ever be governed or ruled by any manner of authority less than the supremacy of his own conscience, his own message. The fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High has foreordained long ago one whose conscience he as a son would complete, that others might be made complete who trust in, as the scripture says, the authority of the name the Father has given him. My brothers and sisters, the title of the Most High relates, without question, he is Maker and therefore Master. Therefore, he who declares the conscience necessary. Thank you, Father. That men might be made complete and perfect unto the created purpose. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is the word of the Most High. Man must seek fully and completely all that is the word of the Most High to be called a friend and an ally avowed unto him for seeking after any standard less, my brothers and sisters, a rejection and a denial. Sin against the maturation of divine plan. Yohanan, John 15:14, he said, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. That means, my brothers and sisters, either man seeks to understand and help to learn how to cooperatively work together toward the fruition of all the Most High has declared, knowing that all the Most High has declared will surely come to pass. Else in some way, my brothers and sisters, that man's conscience remains spiritually at enmity, carnal, against the absolution, the supreme absolution, that is the mind of the one Most High. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the fleshly carnal mind seeking to exalt itself after its own ideals has always in its fallen state been hatred against coming to be realized has in so many ways, hear me, my brothers and sisters, fallen short, therefore divisive, therefore deceptive, making men deceived, deceivers. Perfect will of the One Most High. You have to hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what I'm telling to you, what I'm saying to you now. There's a scripture in Vincent, the book of Philippians, 2:9-13 in particular. And if we understood from the Aramaic correctly, what it actually says is to the people is, know ye not that it is Yah. It is only by the inspiration of Yah any man may do any good thing. Therefore, since Messiah returns to restore that conscience, it is written concerning him, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance unto the honor of Yah, his Father. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there are those who seek to imagine that they can do what is mature, complete, unto all that is divine purpose, after whatever sanctioned by their own minds, the orientations or the many diverse orientations of this world. And think about it, the diverse orientations of this world are animosity one against another. Even if you pull together, my brothers and sisters, even if you seek to pull together a multitude of adverse ideas. Some people say that everybody's got a piece of the puzzle, but if every piece is corrupted, you put them together, my brothers and sisters, you still have corruption. A multitude of demons in the scriptures was one that once inhabited a man, the scriptures speak of it, was called Legion. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. A multitude of altered states of conscience, diverse ideas of conscience that cannot agree. If you put them all together, my brothers and sisters, you still have the irrationalities of a beast, far from the conscience the Most High would have for his people. It's important we understand this, my brothers and sisters. There's a scripture in the book bears giving very careful consideration. What it says, my brothers and sisters, is this, is that no man after the Spirit of the Most High calls the Messiah accursed. It really relates in 1 Corinthians as Messiah divided. Absolutely not. Romans, Romans, the book of Romans 9:26-10:17 relates about the faith of the Most High, faith, faithfulness unto one. The scriptures actually declare, my brothers and sisters, that Saul said his greatest desire that Israel might be saved, that his people might be one. I want you to think about that for a minute. Jeremiah 30-31, talks about restoring a covenant, bringing back the people of the Most High from all the divisions. How about curses of the nations? Divisions of the nations. Variant ideals and misconscient consciences of the nations. And the Most High will restore a covenant, is what it really means, when he writes his law himself upon the minds and hearts of his people, that they ultimately, my brothers and sisters, redeemed from all others, be one. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the word cursed? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It means divided. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that there are some who have actually believed, even dared to call and speak curses against the Most High himself, daring to say that the Most High caters to the multitude of variant misideals of man. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are many who will be very upset when the Most High reveals his name to reveal, my brothers and sisters, that he is not the result of the variant misimaginations of man. He is not divided after the misconceits of man. He is not a God of men's imaginations. He is, has been, and always will be as he is. But there was a damned fiend, my brothers and sisters, that they call Constantine. And what he did, my brothers and sisters, must be given serious consideration. Remember this. In the book of Malachi, it says, who should be able to stand before him who what? Comes to prove that the that every man walking in his evil way. I even go as far as to say mongrelized in conscience, evil way. The Messiah comes to prove that after such the Most High does not delight. Even in that a world must be governed after the conscience of one. As a regatherer, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says he will purge out the sons of Levi. In other words, you eradicate from any sense of authority, totally humiliating every form of supposed authority that will compel men to believe that the conscience of the Most High is divided after the insubordinate ideas of man. But how many, my brothers and sisters, really believe the leaders were prepared to tell you this? How many believe, my brothers and sisters, the leaders were prepared to tell you that in dividing the world against the perfect will of one, they are the sin, the curse that you must overcome? It is not the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that was ever to be called a curse or divided. When Messiah came, my brothers and sisters, he came as a gift from the Most High, that all who believe in him might be one, might have eternal life, might attain to conscience beyond contradiction. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. There's a need to examine the scriptures throughout the entirety of Yohanan, John, 3rd chapter. Messiah speaking, knowing that since the priests themselves could never teach fully what was necessary for the atonement, the at-one-ment, the reconciliation of mankind and true to the will of the Most High, with right understanding of the kingdom and his conscience, he said that as Moshe, the staff that had the serpent's head in the wilderness, to guide men against all the fiery serpents, snakes in the grass, if you will, and all the people might walk together as one, seeing the staff held high above the crowd. So the Son of Man must be lifted up. But what, my brothers and sisters, that all might discern the right way in following him beyond all the double-minded, double-tongued lies of accursed doctrine that have misled the masses of peoples. So when the scripture says, Yah so loved the world he gave, how about a gift of grace? Opportunity for man to be forgiven, finding atonement. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He didn't want to leave it in its accursed state under a multitude of diverse, corrupt, unjust rulers. Yah so loved the world, he gave it a king, my brothers and sisters. To reveal the righteousness of the kingdom that is to come, that whoever believes in him, I didn't say any misruler, might have opportunity under life. But the scripture says that this has been the condemnation of the damnation of a world, why it has remained divided at war without peace, is because men have loved darkness, confusion, contradictions more than light, more than the invariant light of pure perfect truth. that can only offer one choice. And hear me, my brothers and sisters, as the Hebrew word for completion also relates peace, so it must be understood, my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants the conscience of all men reconciled after his pure, perfect word, that there's no more room for debate, a doubt, and every man's faith might become faithful unto the one Most High. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, we understand this. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only one conscience, one belief, one consummate belief that is true unto the Most High beyond all the error that causes confusion amongst men. This must be understood by all, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, this truth must become the common understanding of all. Got a lot to talk about tonight, my brothers and sisters, and I pray that we be able to cover quite a bit of the territory to talk about. There's no question about it. Many have been deceived because they have been led to presume. I said many have been deceived because they've been led to presume that after whatever orientations into which they are born of this world, and they've been misled to believe that the Most High just somehow automatically delights in their thoughts. My brothers and sisters, there's so much scripture that relates to the diverse, contentious, adversarial, varying thoughts of men to be what is a curse against the salvation of man. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand there's a reason why the scriptures tell us that if a man will not hear, I'm talking about Proverbs 28:9, if a man will not hear, seek to learn and defend, comprehend the law of the Most High, even his very prayers are an abomination. Man's thoughts must be indeed without question disciplined, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us we are, like Proverbs 3 and 5, we're not to lean to our own understanding. We need inspiration from the Most High. Philippians 2, as I spoke to you before, spoke about how many have prayed, but prayed unrightly, not willing to humble themselves before the Most High, be counted worthy to be called associate with him who is willing to humble himself even unto death and rise to prove the injustice, what had been the injustice of a whole world that persecuted him. Yes, I said a whole world that persecuted him. Understand, Israel at the time was under a Roman-appointed priesthood that dared to say that they have no king but Caesar. Rome had said, in fact, like so many under Roman oppression, that if anyone would seek to make himself a king in Rome, he would be against Caesar. My brothers and sisters, do men fail to realize what's written in Isaiah 41, 21 through 25 through 42? Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we understand those words. No one has a right to rule in this world unless by direct guidance from the One Most High. The scriptures actually tell us, if we understand those scriptures, that no elected official, after the compromises of man, will be counted before the Most High anything else but an abomination, far from the truth of the naturalness, if you will, of divine scheme, ideal, agenda, plan. Therefore, since no elected official, after the diverse ideas and compromises of men, will ever be called righteous before the Most High. The scripture says in Isaiah 40 going on, behold, my servant, the one who serves me, in whom my soul delights, he said, I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice, what is right before the Most High, what is acceptable before the Most High, what is honorable before the Most High, what is righteous before the Most High. And the day must come that all the nations shall no longer presume, but wait for and anticipate, reverently anticipate the revelation of his law. My brothers and sisters, men have been compelled to believe that the institutions under which they were born somehow are pleasing to the Most High, just because men have attained to power under at the varying orientations into which they are born. I want you to understand, so my brothers and sisters, that's the reason why the scriptures say you must be born again. Renaturalize, my brothers and sisters, of the ways of the kingdom of the One Most High. Learning his ways. Psalm 95, who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. What makes people think that the variant ways of all the nations have been true to the way of the One Most High? It's a totally irrational pattern of thought. And it's time that we understand far better. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters. I want to talk a little bit about this great fiend, Constantine, and how his decrees have left men theologically warped in their thinking. In so many ways, theologically warped in their thinking ever since. How the murderous decrees of this Roman fiend, Constantine, have kept an entire world far from the peace that the gospel intended. You need to understand, so my brothers and sisters, he made decrees directly against divine command. And yet men have believed that the false church that he helped to found and somehow be true, and that it's spawn who carries him so many ways the same ideals. Yes, and I dare say even among Hebrew Israelites who dare to think that the law of the Most High is subject to the various interpretations of men have warped the minds and the thinking of many, still never to discern indeed what is the salvation of the One Most High. Man has wanted to refuse to admit that after years of murderous persecution, and those who were so filled with antipathy against the truth of the covenant, were never appointed, my brothers and sisters, to be the pillars of faith to send what is pure and perfect forth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, what the scriptures say in Revelation 17 has been quite true. Speaking about a harlotress, false church, riding the back of the beast. That means a false church who travels with and is led after all the false ideas of deleteriously damning miscreant state. So both church and state, if you really understand it, my brothers and sisters, they both become corrupt. And what people call a church is not really, in fact, a church at all. Quite worldly. Let's get on with it, my brothers and sisters. It's time to see things for what they are. Western polytheist theology has by and large been based upon Constantine's decrees. What did he say? That no man be caught Judaizing. I want you to understand that. In Constantine's mind, the learning of any culture other than that which was distinctly Roman was considered a threat to Roman national security. Considered a threat to his desires as a Roman emperor and statesman. Any such doctrines of a state not true to Roman ideas was to be considered a threat to his idea of ruling Rome solely after his own power, his own conscience, his own ideals. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, what he declared. And though the history books relate it again and again, if you search it out, It's amazing that most have not understood what this man actually said. A man who said that he was a believer, a Christian, and then soon after said that he was the son of the invincible sun god. Struck a coin saying so not long after. People really believe this man ever stood, ever understood? This man dared to say, let no man be caught Judaizing. No, let's just say he's seeking to learn the culture of Israel. And no man be caught Judaizing. On Saturday, Sabbath, the Sabbath, relating what they knew the Sabbath to be, the seventh day of the week. He said, if anybody be caught Judaizing, or trying to learn the culture of the Jews, promises the Most High gave to Israel. A culture that would make Israel again a holy commonwealth. Think about Ephesians 2:8, 2:1 through 8 through 12, 16. It says, if any man be a stranger to the commonwealth, the customs, the traditions, the promises the Most High gave unto Israel, he is without hope, without Yah, far from the Messiah. How about lost and damned in the world, misled in the world? This Constantine said, let no man be caught Judaizing on Saturday, Sabbath, the Sabbath. Ancient men in that day knew understood well that to keep a Shabbat is to pursue purely and completely all that is divine will. That's what the word Shabbat means. It means completion, seeking rest, seeking purity and all understanding, that all might agree, cooperate, love, and trust together. This man dared to even go as far as to say, if any man be caught Judaizing, how about seeking the perfect will of Yah? On Saturday, Sabbato, the Shabbat, he said, let him be anathema, meaning anathema, meaning accursed, damned from Christ, Christos. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. This was tantamount to calling the holy name accursed. It was tantamount to calling the conscience of the Most High accursed. It was tantamount to calling any vow unto the Most High, who set Israel apart as a holy nation, accursed. It was tantamount, my brothers and sisters, to calling the law of the Most High accursed. When the fact of the matter, the diverse ideas and governments, misruling governments of man, never true to the pure, perfect will that is the gospel or the full word of peace. It is the flaw, the false law, the divided misrule that has misled the nations. It is actually, my brothers and sisters, the curse. When the scripture says Messiah, by his spirit, has delivered us from the curse of the law, it means by one spirit are all men to be made whole beyond all the divisions that have damnedly divided man against divine conscience. When the scripture says you're not under the law but under grace, it means you're not under the divided rule, misrule of man. Because by the gift of his spirit that teaches his laws, the laws of the Most High, the law of the Most High, the order of the Most High, the peace of the Most High upon the mind and heart, by that pure, perfect instruction, can a man be delivered beyond all the corrupt misideals of man to at last follow the blessedness of the One Most High. You can't overrule perfection, my brothers and sisters. Genesis 17, what was Abraham told? Seek the perfect will of Yah, and it would be a blessing. How about the perfecting, the making whole, the making complete, the reconciling of all the nations after the will of the one who does not change, nor does he by any means, my brothers and sisters, cut himself off or deny of his own word. Scripture says from the beginning of the word of the Most High, it is in harmony with the Most High. And that invariant word, my brothers and sisters, conscience beyond contradiction, that is the invariant light, the pure perfect message that is life unto mankind. You know, it's amazing when you think about it. The nations have called the law of the Most High, the absolute law of the Most High, in the carnality of the rulers, loving their own ways. They've called the law of the Most High a curse. They've called the discipline, the order of the Most High a curse, because it would discipline man beyond their own misimagining. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Very devilish pattern of thought. Why do I say that? Very simple. Most High told me very early on, if any man can believe this multitude of contradictions that we see in this world, if any man can believe the multitude of contradictions that we see in this world, or the works of the one Most High, such a one cannot be a disciple unto him. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the only way someone can believe a mass of contradictions is the work of the Most High, is that he is called the Most High unstable. My brothers and sisters, it is the Most High in his conscience that is the strengthening of human conscience. The stabilizer, the awakening of mankind into what is the one peace. There's only one perfection and cannot be overruled. There's only one blessedness, oneness with the one Most High, and it cannot be overruled. Most High is eternal, my brothers and sisters, and he does not deny his word. The scriptures tell us in 2 Timothy, if we die and deny even the least of his word, he will deny us. Compare 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, and Micah 5:14-24. Scriptures even say, if any man seeks to deceive or stagnate the conscience of his brother against even the least of what is divine command, variant rulers. He says, such a one being deceived shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. The very principle of the name of the Holy One of Israel declares that all who are vowed unto him must seek all that is his pure and perfect will, lest he be cut off from among the holy people. What did Constantine say? Let no man be called Judaizer. How about seeking the perfect will of Yah on Saturday, Shabbat, or the Sabbath? Then if any man do so, the Messiah, he to ask the question about what does the pagan call the same pagans who wanted to preserve all their variant misideas. What do they call a savior? What do they call an anointed one? Was it after the Holy Spirit, after the variant inconjunct contentious spirits of all the pagan gods of Rome? What do you think about it? Leviticus, my brothers and sisters, 23rd chapter speaks about a Shabbat, even the Sabbath of Sabbaths, called the Day of Atonement. They say, if any man does not humble himself, how about humble his flesh after the will of one? Day of atonement, at one man. He'd be cut off from among the people. But Constantine said, if any man sought the complete will of Yah, he'd be accursed, as if to say the Messiah himself is divided. We've got some problems, my brothers and sisters, with this. Serious problems. If men believe the Most High himself is divided, and that his Son is divided after the conscience of men, how men will men ever say, my brothers and sisters, there's a redemption? That means there's a possibility for the redemption of mankind beyond all his maladies. If he has no respect for any reference point, time, my brothers and sisters, is a reference point. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It's amazing to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Because if men have no reference point for reverence, they have no hope of salvation at all. But this Constantine, man, my brothers and sisters, caused men to follow after pretense, having no love of the truth. It was prophesied in 2 Thessalonians 2. This man, Constantine, caused men to believe that they can continue in sin and reap the reward of salvation. Romans 6 and 7 says absolutely not. Genesis 49 told us that only if we seek the perfect will of Yah as sons of Abraham. Could we be a blessing rather than a curse to a world entire? Micah 28, dispensation of the gospel of grace, the gospel of peace, says that all the pure, perfect word of the Most High must be taught unto the conversion of this age. Psalms 19:7-14, the law that converts the world is perfect because what did Messiah say? Be ye perfect, 5:14 of Messiah. Perfect even as the Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthias 4:4, you live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah comes for the refreshing, the restitution of all things, and it's a latter day prophecy and will not occur before his appearing in the latter days. The restitution of all things, setting all things back right again. Messiah comes for the restitution of all things, even, let's just say, that which is done. In other words, reward the righteous with blessing and the unrighteous with destruction. Restitution of all things set aright as the Most High intended from the beginning. According to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And there's a lot of folks called holy prophets. It's just actually about brothers and sisters been demons. Yeah. The Messiah will come from the restitution of all things according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Sounds like an unchanging word to me, my brothers and sisters. And if anyone believes Messiah calls man sinless in an oath to preserve any fallen standard. My brothers and sisters, he hasn't followed the Messiah, the Savior, at all. And the scripture says, if any man does not follow that cumulative testimony that of that prophet, he'll be cut off from among the people, accursed. Meaning, when Constantine said, let no man learn the perfect way of the one Most High, lest he be accursed. And in his decree, so many were murdered that knew the faith. And continuing to raids of murder that had continued over the last few centuries to establish a church that anyone, my brothers and sisters, did not follow the ways of the Roman Catholic lie would be disenfranchised. They call it excommunicated from society. If not, call heretics to be tortured and brutally murdered and persecuted. My brothers and sisters, watching what Rome demonically did against those who believed, compel some to believe that if anyone walked after the ways of other than Roman rule, you know, they had that statement, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Compel many to believe that unless they conform to the ideals of Rome, that indeed they were accursed when they looked at the types of persecution, unjust persecution, that Rome performed against literally, my brothers and sisters, tens of millions. So much so, my brothers and sisters, that many have thought the law of the Most High was a curse against reconciliation with him. And the scriptures say in the covenant, in the restoration of the covenant, Yeremiahu, Jeremiah 31:31-36, that he would write his laws. In other words, he didn't say he put them away. He would teach again his order beyond all the nations to reconcile his people. My brothers and sisters, that they all be his people. How about my brothers and sisters that in his name they all be one? Meaning that if you see a world divided as it is today, it is because without question, my brothers and sisters, the dispensation of the gospel of the coming kingdom of Yah was surely without question met with great resistance. And if you think otherwise, why is it that Rome, pagan Rome, still pagan Rome, if you really understand it, both in word, deed, and in titles. Why is it, my brothers and sisters, that pagan Rome, till they can get people to conform to its misrepresentations, murdered so many believers for so many centuries? And do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, those responsible for that murderous times could actually establish a church of faith true to the one Most High? Read Revelation 13 and understand that the scriptures actually talk about a murderous system that would establish a false church and a false Messiah. A false Messiah, then, my brothers and sisters, catering to all the diverse ideas of all the nations, rather than a true King of Kings that will reprove all the nations He even rebuked the unrighteousnesses of all the nations with a message from on high. Read Revelation 19:11 and understand. There's a reason why at Revelation 6:1-12-7:17, it talks about how the white horse rider, which is Messiah himself in the early centuries, sending forth the gospel of peace. How the red horse rider that is mentioned there, symbolic red horse rider, is symbolic of the nations retaliating against the gospel of peace. So much so, my brothers and sisters, that in Amos speak about there will be a famine for the word. Amos 8:11-12. A famine for the word. The men going forth looking for the word of the Most High will not find it. Got news for you. Any form of doctrine tainted after the misconceits of man is not the word of Yah. Not the thoughts of Yah. Not the plan of Yah. It's a compromise of the constraints of men. Nobody has the right to constrain, enslave, or encapsulate a mind. In fact, my brother says, nobody has the right to restrain a mind in departure from the will of the One Most High. You need to ask yourself a question, my brothers and sisters. The absolute law of the Most High. Many say they are converted. I have a question. If you say you are converted, if you say you are born again, how do you view the law of the Most High, the absolute will of the One Most High, the one pure, perfect, consummate, and perfect rule and order of the Most High? Do you see that law? If you were to discern what it is, would you see it, my brothers and sisters, as a blessing, as a precious gift? Or would you look upon it, my brothers and sisters, as an unwelcome slavery? 1 Yohanan, 5th chapter, says, hereby we know we are the children of Yah, and that we love Yah and keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, not burdensome, something that we should delight in. Knowing that by faith beyond, how about faith innately being beyond all the misconceits of man? The misrule of man is the overcoming of the accursed misconceits of this world. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Because of the persecution of those murderous times that led into what they call the middle and dark middle ages, even leading to what they call a renaissance, seeking to recover what was lost. The Protestant era, which men woke up to the idea that there was a need to protest against the falling away from faith that had long since occurred. Now, brothers and sisters, the scripture didn't say that that Protestant Reformation would end the pretense. But I want you to look around you. 47,000 now denominations and counting. And things growing worse and worse and all the more indiscriminate. People gather together after a multitude of varying ideals, thinking that they are unified, thinking they are one. Our brothers and sisters, none of this has been the reconciliation of the faith. None of this, my brothers and sisters, has been true unto the One Most High. Now, the scripture says Messiah will come saying one day to a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, not in truth, nor in righteousness. I knew in advance that your neck was like an iron sinew and your brow like brass, and I knew surely you would pervert and lie. The scripture says Messiah will one day come saying that there's no peace to those who have to walk after such lawlessness. Saying, my brothers and sisters, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, Isaiah 49. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. What purpose, my brothers and sisters? To bring the people of the Most High back to him. Even declare his salvation. The salvation, deliverance from every misrepresentation. Every Babylonish misrepresentation. Even unto the ends, all the directions and ends of the earth. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High is going to call his people back according to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, from the north, south, east, and west, from all the corruptions of all the nations, the curses, divisions of all the nations, that his people shaping after his conscience might again be one. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, redemption from the curse of the law his redemption from the flawed misrule that has long time led men astray. The book of Jude, 1:1 through 4, warned us in advance that men will pervert the gift of the Most High. That means make it no longer pure, no longer seemingly invariant. Pervert and corrupt the truth. After all the varying misideals of men, giving men license to walk after their flesh against what should be our common salvation, that men will follow after the error of the lawless. 2 Peter 3:14 through 18 tells us that the steadfastness in the Most High, that is our hope of salvation. There are those wicked, ignorant, and unstable, desirous for a lesser standard. They will pervert the meaning of the scriptures. Pervert even the meaning of Paul's word. That men follow again, my brothers and sisters, at the era of the lawless, never seeking what is fully in all things before the Most High lawful. It's insanity, my brothers and sisters, for men to believe that the Most High favors those who trust in the insanities of man. You need to understand what Rome actually thought to do, my brothers and sisters. Holy One of Israel to be esteemed in the eyes of Rome as just another part of a Roman pantheon under one such as a Constantine, would magnify himself above all things, and that he said that in all the rule, that all the pagan gods, all the gods, as he said, esteemed him or delighted in him. He called himself a mutual point of favor, savior of both heaven and earth. As scripture said in Daniel, that one would come who will exalt himself above all that is called divine, all that is to be reverenced. So that men have no more love for discerning the truth, preferring all manner of unrighteousness. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many have followed after all manner of evil, all manner of ungodliness, all manner of fallen standards, but never knowing what true righteousness, godliness, what you should have had, and the truth truly is. It's time to wake up. Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage? Why are they at war, imagining vain things? Because the kings of the earth have taken counsel against about the gift of the Most High, the anointing that teaches all things. Messiah will mock them all in their injustice. Psalm 14, Psalm 53. Most High looked from on high and see if there were anyone who understood. How about how much more they needed to seek Yah? They need to seek Yah to be made one with Him. He said, men have not done this because they're all under evildoers. And under evildoers, my brothers and sisters, they have not discerned the need to seek Yah. So Messiah must come, declare again righteousness. If the leaders won't tell you this, it's because, my brothers and sisters, while they claim to be shepherds, they, in fact, are the wolves themselves, caring nothing but also, like devils, to devour the flocks. Time to wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern the truth. It is because of the false doctrines of the Roman Emperor Constantine that men theologically have not realized the need to seek all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah beyond every division and curse. I want you to understand something. If you try to take away from even the least of what is divine command, you create divisions. Separation. Not true unto Yah as He is. And what manner of man, my brothers and sisters, would dare to call the law of order, the redemption of mankind after the law of one? What manner of man, my brothers and sisters, would dare to call What they call it today? A religious compromise? They call it religious freedom? The right of men to make choices after their own minds, after their flesh, therefore enslaving them to the feebleness of an imperfect, we might as well say impish, incomplete, immature, undisciplined, reprobate. That Romans 1 and 2 says, he who dies without the law of the Most High perishes without his law. It is not the hearers, but the doers who shall be justified. Righteousness beyond the misrule of man is what the scriptures actually promise, our brothers and sisters. That the Most High would offer man the opportunity to see beyond men's misrule. The problem exists in that, the pagans didn't have a word to relate any rule greater than their own. So when the scripture says, not under the law, but under grace, they don't tell you that the grace of the Most High is the knowledge of divine law beyond the fallen misrule of man. Romans would have considered it unlawful to talk about a law greater than their own. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the gospel, lawful order of peace, had to go forth to the nations. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that any corruption after the nations, that, my brothers and sisters, is a damnable curse. You mix what is pure and holy with that which is not pure. And that thing, my brothers and sisters, that was once pure is no longer pure. You try to combine the higher vibration with the lesser one, my brothers and sisters, you can only get a lesser vibration. Well, man has functioned under depravity for so long that he hasn't discerned what he needs to yet remember and be redeemed unto. All this, my brothers and sisters, has been bondage to sin, hypocritical, indiscriminate compromise. It has not been freedom nor deliverance. It has been a multitude, my brothers and sisters, of damnable curses and cages, which is why the scripture says, Messiah will come saying, the Spirit that teaches all things, no lying, and bringing all things to remembrance. The Spirit of the Most High is upon me. I preach good tidings. How about all that is that pure, perfect, and firm word, peace, unto the meek, those who are willing to hear it, willing to discern beyond all the indiscriminate, damnable, cursed, inconscient ideas of man. Preach good tidings to the meek, those who are willing to hear, to open the eyes of the blind, that you see what kind of bondage you've been under, to release the captive, to proclaim the acceptable year for the one Most High. Bind up the broken heart. In other words, show man beyond all fallen conscience. Declare the acceptable year when the Most High declares to mankind how to awaken beyond all his indebtedness, or what has been his enslaved indebtedness. They can only reap the wages of sin unto death. And the scripture talks about, in Romans 8, it talks about the law of spirit, perfect law of the Most High unto life, and the law of sin, imperfection, unto death. Be not deceived, Yah is not mocked. But if a man soweth, shall he also reap. From the spirit, he reaps life. But after the flesh, my brothers and sisters, only destruction. And the diverse, inconjunct ideals of man, my brothers and sisters, can never be the mind of one. And how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Rome, under Constantine's perverse, deceptive leadership, misery, caused the whole world, my brothers and sisters, to miss the true understanding of what is salvation. And you even live in a culture now today where divided states of conscience, divided states, saying they are cooperatively united, have just been, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, just like that demonically possessed soul that whose demons within him call themselves legion, united against the perfect will of Yah. They dare to call themselves a blessing or blessed. Because what, my brothers and sisters, they attain to a level of seeming power scripture tells us in Malachi, and many are they who saw no good reason for keeping the law of the Most High, the order of the Most High. But the scripture says, the day will come, you will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who would serve the Most High fully and those who would not. And the scripture said, the wicked should be ashes on the soles of the feet of those who seek the perfect will of Yah. And the day that he should do this, when he shall send one called the Son of Righteousness who arises. All that is divine pleasure, according to Isaiah 48. There's a need to understand this, my brothers and sisters. I spoke to you before how the white horse rider of Revelation 6 is actually Messiah, sending forth the gospel to conquer the lies of the world, conquer all the misconceits of the world that has divided the world. Red Horse Rider is the nations retaliating against that reconciliation unto the one king over all kings. Black Horse Rider is famine for a word, the true word of the Most High. And the result, it can only be death and hell. Revelation 6 and 12 talks about it. If you really understand the prophecies, I call it the Secret City Prophecies on my website, hiddengospel.com. Need to look it up. It talks about something that will occur, my brothers and sisters, that will shake the very foundations of men's reasoning. It is what the prophecies call, my brothers and sisters, the destruction of what is called the city of confusion. How about the whole conscience of man, precepts of men rather than Yah? Men taking counsel together amongst themselves and not seeking Yah fully as he is. My brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are describing there is that Messiah will come having great wrath and anger against all the systems of man that have compelled men to disregard the sovereignty of the appointed and anointed authority given him. And like the scriptures say in Malachi, when he comes, he for whom you, the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting, read Isaiah 41 through, particularly 40:27 through 41:4, it talks about one righteous like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who hear the truth from him. Revelation 6 calls him Lamb. Revelation 7 calls him the angel from the rising sun. How about the righteous king like the rising sun? I would declare, in fact, my brothers and sisters, and seal is already being, who is already sealed with the covenant of the Most High to raise others' conscience. The scripture says, before him, all the rulers will run for cover, saying, who should be able to stand? Sounds a lot like Malachi, my brothers and sisters. Sounds like that one called the Son of Righteousness that arises, or they are one like the right, one like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, all the misrepresentation. Isaiah 46 says, remember these things, O you sinners. Bring them again to mind, O you transgressors. Talking about one the Most High has called, like a ravenous bird from the east, rising like from the rising sun. My brother says you need to understand a ravenous bird considers himself having power over all that over which his shadow falls. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says he comes to perform and bring to pass all that is divine pleasure. Isaiah 45 and 23 says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Same thing said of Messiah, Yeshua, at Philippians 2 and 9 through 13. Romans 14, 10 through 12, saying that there's one judge. Therefore, men must consider all the Most High spoke by his prophets. Look at 15 and 4 of Romans. Whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. How about my brothers and sisters, therefore all the nations, Jew and Gentile, must become obedient in all things the Most High declared in word and deed. If so many of us, my brothers and sisters, were wise to understand what Messiah said he in Revelation 22:16, he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The same one the scripture said, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 45 and 6, would deliver Israel from a Babylon east in the earliest, in his first appearing, in his latter day appearing, delivering Israel from a Babylon west, in the interim, giving his life, that men discern that those who persecuted him, after worldly controls, were all hypocrites, that they might ask, what shall we do? needing discerning the need to be baptized, transitioned beyond all worldly misconceits, initiated into the higher righteousness of Yah, unto the honor of him whom the Most High sent to show man again completion in the way, all things being made complete by him. Colossians 2. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 11 talks about one anointed. Spirit of the Most High, spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and reverence of Yah. Not judging after the various status quo of men, to expose every wicked or lawless fallen short way, to remove every obstacle that the knowledge of Yah go forth as the waters cover the seas. Scripture says the same one, my brothers and sisters, would cause men to seek Yah as he is, I said, beyond all the various rulers, to gather all the people, my brothers and sisters, a second time. Who is the anointed one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said would do this? The root and offspring of David. In other words, the one who inspired the heart of King David. The Davidic prophecies said the Messiah will come of David's seed. The scripture said that very same one would be one who comes a second time, redeem all the tribes of Israel. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, the one who redeems all Israel from amidst all the corruptions of the nations, that one should be called a curse, or should it be called a gift of blessing? Is he one for which the world should have gratitude, or one that the world would reject? Scripture says when he appears, all the nations shall see him whom they have rejected, and all the nations of the world shall mourn and wail. Realizing, my brothers and sisters, how humanity as a whole has been deceived to stand against, my brothers and sisters, what yet needs so desperately to be received and perceived. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that men have been beguiled without a standard to believe that they can do good without the inspiration of the Most High. Like I said, Messiah himself said, unto myself I can do nothing. It's my Father who doeth the works. Philippians 2:13. Know ye not that it is Yah who is the one who must inspire you to do any good thing acceptable unto him? Or dare men say they do good without his instruction, without his standard? Think again. There's a reason why the Shema, that the Most High called through Messiah, the utmost command of all, that you should have no other king. That you should recognize the Most High as one and be diligent to hear and defend the words of the Most High. That all, my brothers and sisters, discern him as one and no one be found lacking or deceived. That is the love of Yah that he wants the people to have for one another. But have men truly understood this, my brothers and sisters, or have they considered it unjust? That men need to be disciplined to perform their purpose, resonating only the thoughts of their maker? Or do men really believe the Most High made man to have to undisciplined by believing of and creating a pack of lies, causing disagreement against him? Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. When the scripture says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, Messiah was actually saying, show them the way of oneness, atonement, at oneness with him. For the people misled after varying rulers, Israel at the time was scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes. Hey, Rome was under all manner of pagan deity, false deity, all manner of idolatry, seeking to persecute one who would be king, not only my brothers and sisters of all Israel, even beyond all the territories of Rome, but king of kings over the whole world. They said that he was worthy of being condemned as a criminal because he said he was the king of the Jews. And realize, my brothers and sisters, what that meant. Isaiah 29:35 said a Jew is one who fully honors the Most High. And what did Rome want of the people? But that they all honor the fallen standards. There was a misrule, false gods of Rome. I want you to understand something. What men call perfect is a god to them. When Constantine forbade that men should seek the perfect will of Yah, what else did he do, my brothers and sisters, but imprison the minds of many to consider themselves wise, loving what was only vain idols? No hope of salvation, no hope of deliverance from lies, no learning how not to lie, no learning how not to deceive, not discovering the pure, perfect word of the Most High that would guard the mind and heart against every deceiver. And after such miscreant insanities, many have been damnably accursed, my brothers and sisters, for many, many, many generations. Yes, the fiend Constantine, my brothers and sisters, has also passed on this lie about men being born innocent. Scripture says the Most High visits the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, the third and fourth generation of those who hate him. No one will be justified. In fact, no one's child will be called justified because his parents were unjust or because he was a child. Every child is to mature, my brothers and sisters, and must ultimately mature unto the conscience of the Most High. That's why the scripture says he must be born again. How about reoriented? Or oriented again against the way, according to the way of the kingdom of Yah, against every false rule. Born again, my brothers and sisters, of the Spirit that teaches all things the Most High declares as true to his kingdom. Else he shall not see, shall not comprehend the kingdom, the king, the principles of the kingdom of Yah. And again, Psalm 95 tells us that any man who will not know the ways of Yah, enter into his rest. But there are those who want to believe they're under the shelter of their parents. What about the parents who never knew righteous rule until they come to the age of 12? My brothers and sisters, the child know how under unrighteous parents, unrighteous orientations, how not to do evil. Most High is not going to leave his kingdom subject to such infirmity. Read Isaiah 13. Don't have much time now. But read Isaiah 13, my brothers and sisters, and better understand. Far better, my brothers and sisters, that you should seek what indeed is divine conscience for the salvation of your descendants for many generations. This is what is the promise of the Most High. The Messiah comes according to Romans 11:25-27. Messiah will come for the access for the restitution of all things. How about the turning aside of all ungodliness? For the renewing of the minds. They all have the same covenant. But that scripture comes from Isaiah 59:8-19-21 through, how about 60:12-61:5. The scriptures tell us. We live in a society today that has not known how to make peace with Yah, has not known the covenant of pure righteousness. So, since the Most High has looked and he saw no minister, no one to heal, no one to help, no one to bring reconciliation, and certainly no one can bring reconciliation after a fallen conscience, the Messiah will put upon himself the whole armor of Yah, like the scriptures in Ephesians 6:10-23 speak up. Putting upon himself the whole word, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, vengeance against all those, my brothers and sisters, who would stand against men awakening to true righteousness. And the scripture says that when the wicked come to establish or try to establish a standard against righteousness, Messiah will establish a standard, a holy standard against them. And indeed, the scriptures say, therefore, all men shall revere the name, the honor, the attributes, the principles, a true vow to the Most High. And say, this time, from the west to the rising of the sun, where before it says from the, this time it says from the west to the rising of the sun, all reconciled after the will of one. Therefore, casting down every misconceit, my brothers and sisters. I said, therefore, casting down all misconceits and every manner of misrepresentation. Hosea said the same, 11:5 through 10 through 12. His sons will come trembling from the west when he shows again the way of his righteousness beyond all the misconceits of man. Isaiah 24:10 through 16 says the same, my brothers and sisters. Again, like Isaiah 45 and 60, come from the rising sun and from the west. One time from the east, another time from the west, and these latter days from the west. To deliver people beyond all the confusions of mankind that have dominated the world. To destroy Babylon once and for all. Declare indeed what is the kingdom will of Yah. If your rulers never told you that, my brothers and sisters, because they after another spirit have been led astray, leading men astray after their own greedy agendas, as sin themselves, even as the bastions and defenders of the divisions of the world, for sin itself. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern. What must bring an end to this confusion? Without question, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says would have dominion over the minds of men until Messiah himself comes to expose the pretense. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He told me that for him, I have some very important things to do. He said, because of what I must do, I will surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and guidance. I asked what that is. What would be my duty? He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could. The false rulers of this world have done everything they could. Those who follow false rulers have done everything they could to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Since the dawn of human fall and men sought to exalt themselves, I hope you hear me, after the immaturity, the imperfect ideas, the men have sought to exalt, not wanting to recognize themselves as deceived, not perceiving nor considering of what must yet be received. Here, my brothers and sisters, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's lots of elaboration upon the things of which I speak now. There's an article there that relative to tonight's show, I say it's important that you should give it full attention. Article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com. An article there, my brothers and sisters, called Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. Concerning what would be the redemption of mankind and how mankind should be regathered unto the will of one. I say and tell you now, my brothers and sisters, and admonish you that it's very, very important that you discern the particulars that are related. And the article's on that website, hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecies, an article called Prophetic Proof, an article called Early Church Origin, and Forgotten Expectation. To understand what the early church knew, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah verified himself at the Revelation 22:16, he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. And those who believed and knew this would bring absolution beyond all confusion would say, my brothers and sisters, not seeking to add nor take away from the vision of the holy words, but said, even so, knowing that his word would have to rebuke all the misconceits of man, the blessed few, my brothers and sisters, would say, even so, come. Check out that article, my brothers and sisters, called Prophetic Proof, article called Early Church Origin and Mutual, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, and understand why they would have said, even so, come. Curtie. 1 and 9, Revelation. Revelation 22. Only time the book is talking about to use the word even so. Come anyway. What did I tell you before, my brothers and sisters? Romans 11, how about Romans 1 and 9 said, behold, he come with a message from above. And all the nations shall see him whom they are, whose message they have rejected. Clouds, a symbol of a message from above. And all the nations of the world shall wail, mourn. Messiah said the same thing in Micah 24th chapter. I mean, I prepare my brothers and sisters for a message to prove a whole world treacherously unwise. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are those who would choose to ignore this message. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, and seeking to ignore a message like this one, the soul of a man will be considered worthless, unworthy, accursed, a thing to be humiliated and tormented in his shame forever. The blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will hear these words. Blessed are those who will heed them to prove themselves reasonable as men. Prove themselves, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be called the sons and daughters of Yah. As I said, my brothers and sisters, I would strongly admonish you to examine the words that you will find on that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, article there at hiddengospel.com, also called Remember the Promise, an article called Prophetic Proof, an article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. All my brothers and sisters, at this time, be prepared to discern the sign of Messiah's presence. Read that article, my brothers and sisters, and don't miss it. Quiet writing, and required reading, my brothers and sisters, that article at hiddengospel.com called The Secret City Prophecies for the Time of the World Seeing That Sign. It's not very far off. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I would implore that you check out those articles and discern how you might become constituent with the ministry that the Most High has truly called for the healing of his people. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. For indeed, what was once only a dream must even now be done.